of music, all kinds of people exchanging ideas and knowledge and information about music. And we put out programming that doesn't exist anywhere else in the city, and that's pretty radical.
Yeah, man.
Oh, baby.
You're tuning to CKT 90.3 FM. We're just after 1 o'clock, and you just finished listening to Free Kick. We're now moving into some more electronic music. This is Modular Systems. My name is Wicklow, and I'm filling into First Scion this week. So that's every second Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. So this week, I'll be co-hosting with Joe from DAT, from here in Montreal. We're going to be presenting a variety of music today, mostly around a kind of niche movement of drum and bass known as autonomic, sometimes just referred to as 170 beats per minute. So we're really looking forward to showing you some of those tunes and taking you through the genre a little bit. This first one here, we have a remix of a DAT tune. This is RQ's remix of The Running Man, and this is an upcoming release on Detune Transmissions. It's their second LP release, so we'll get a chance to talk about that as well. So looking forward to hearing some more of that music. So we'll leave you with this to kind of get things started and for you to get a feel for the music that we're going to be presenting today. So again, this is The Running Man by DAT and remixed by RQ. This is Modular Systems on CKT 90.3 FM.
So you just heard the...
So you just heard the RQ remix of The Running Man. That's off the upcoming DAT LP, Detune Transmissions 002. We're showcasing some of these brand new tunes that are going to be out August 7th. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. And this was actually off DTND 003. The LP is LP 002. Small distinction.
So the last tune that we had, that's the new LP coming up.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be on the LP as well, but that's from the vinyl release coming on the 7th, yeah.
And 003 here, we're about to hear Fridge. This is another DAT tune remixed by Overlook, which we've been hearing some cool stuff. We heard Loxy play that in Rinse FM.
That's right, yeah.
It's a pretty big deal. Uh-huh. Very exciting. And then this 003, are we going to see this on vinyl as well, or is this a digital-only release?
Well, the 003 is going to be on vinyl, and then the LP 002 is going to be digital.
Right, okay, right.
We name them differently, whether it's the 12 inches or the LPs.
Sure, okay. So yeah, just to remind our listeners, we're in studio today. This is Joe from DAT, and we're showcasing some of the 170 autonomic music that I guess kind of has its home in the UK. So this next tune here, we have Fridge, remixed by Overlook by DAT, and this is upcoming release coming out August 7th.
I'm scared.
So you're in studio with us today. This is CKT 90.3 FM. My name is Wicklow, and I'm filling in for Cyan for Modular Systems this week with DAT.
Hello.
So this is Joe from DAT, and we've got a chance just to listen to two of the upcoming releases coming from Detuned Transmissions.
That's right. The first one was the RQ remix of Running Man. Second one was the Fridge remixed by Overlook. And these is two in a series of remixes based on the HVAC album from last year. So we did this full-length album, HVAC, and it was a really conceptual album. You know, everything had a lot of character to it. It was made in this very productive time during the winter. And following that, just over the course of talking to people and through the promo of the album and, you know, keeping on working on new stuff, decided that having a remix album would be a good idea, and with the Detuned Transmissions label, we wanted to just release our own stuff and stuff from collaborators, and so we don't want to hog the whole thing. It's a nice medium to have remixes on there, so we can include other artists, and also obviously really, really pleased to have all these amazing producers doing remixes of our tracks.
Yeah, you got some top-notch names in there. You got ASC, Overlook, RQ.
Yeah, of course, Justice and Metro, Gremlins. These people, they all have a huge reputation on their own, so it's a big, big honor to have them doing remixes. And it's really neat to have done so much work on an album and to have a concept behind it and our own style, and then to see how each of these people flavors it with their own production approach, their own ideas. So, I mean, part of the delight of getting these remixes back and playing them out is just seeing that transformation take place and hearing in a really distinct way that artistic and musical dialogue between producers. It's been a long time in coming out, because we always take extra care to make sure when it comes out it's like really high quality product. So I'm very, very happy that it's going to be released. The vinyl, DTND 03, is coming out August 7th, and then after that we're going to have the digital full length coming out a bit later.
So we were talking a little bit yesterday, I guess the days before as well, But this the style that you've been producing with, it's a bit hard to define like this. It's like definitely related to drum and bass, and it comes from roots in drum and bass, but it doesn't quite fit that same reliance on breaks.
Sure, yeah. And depending on who you're talking to, the word drum and bass will bring up different ideas, right? And depending on what their experiences are with it. And certainly when I'm trying to describe to someone who doesn't know much about drum and bass or doesn't know the lineage of that style or what's current, you have to come up with other ways of describing it, you know, in relation to that. Because if I don't know, if all they've heard is one particular subgenre, if they're really into, I don't know, neurofunk or really like into like two-step or something like that, then saying drum and bass and then playing this music to them, it's totally different than what they're expecting. And you know, it's hard sometimes to accurately describe something to someone when it's more experimental, pushing the edge, you know.
Yeah, there is a bit of interchangeability that seems to happen. Like you do hear drum and bass DJs will maybe drop into more of this style of autonomic or 170 or however we want to speak about it, but then also go back the other way. Like maybe there'll be DJs who would focus more on this style and also tend to use drum and bass tunes in their mixes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, part of the reason I like 170 and 85, these speeds, is that there's a great variety of rhythms and styles that are contained within it that all are related in this family. And it's, I mean, just maybe I'm a bit naive on the genres of lower BPMs, like in 120 range, there's all sorts of different music that ends up there. I mean, everything from like electronic house music and techno and all these four to the floor type styles. But I mean, funk is down there, and there's a lot of pop music that exists down there. Up at 170, it seems like it's somehow more bound together by that rhythmic limitation.
So there was a mix in about 2010, I think. D-Bridge and Instrumental did the Fabric Live 50 autonomic mix, and so that came out of I guess the Club Autonomic podcast series and club nights. And a lot of those tracks seem to have been really helped define the sound in a way. Would you agree with that, or where would you think a lot of that this definition kind of started to take shape?
Well, I think we've talked about this before, that autonomic helped to open the door for bringing in different kinds of non-breakbeat based experimentation. And I mean, it's always the case that different producers are bringing in their own influences into the music. So, but it was always in the context of breakbeats, because those were the defining feature of this music for so long. So in the autonomic tip, where it was hearkening to a, I don't know, more synthy, atmospheric, maybe 80s reference, the breakbeats weren't as important, or they weren't used as much. And that, coupled with new people coming in and bringing influences from new types of music they were developing, it really brought things to a level where, you know, you can use your breakbeats if you're a breakbeat-based person, but if you don't use breakbeats, then that doesn't mean you're not linked, you're not part of the same dialogue.
Yeah, sometimes it seems to be drum machine only, or...
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Or I guess in your case, a lot of field recordings or other recorded sounds rather than sounds of breakbeats themselves.
Yeah, and this comes into the idea of labeling or describing the genre. It makes it harder to pigeonhole it or pinhole, you know, describe exactly what it is when there's so many people bringing different sounds in. It's almost like you have to hold everybody up to their own style, and it takes a bit of knowledge of who's making what to understand who's related to whom in terms of their styles, which for me is a lot of fun, because, you know, I'm into it and I love listening to these different people and seeing how the music's progressing and what experiments people are doing.
So let's give this a second. We're tuned in right now to Black Hole from Loxy and Resound. And before that, you heard 1001 by Clarity. That's a relatively new tune. So we'll leave you with this for a little bit and we'll be back. So you heard at the very beginning of the show some of these brand new tunes coming from DAT on D-Tune Transmissions, and those will be out August 7th. So definitely keep an eye out for that. I think you can check them out on the D-Tune Transmissions Bandcamp when those come out. Will you be able to purchase the vinyls there?
I think the vinyls will be available on places like Juno and,
right,
you know, those online stores.
Right.
So I'm not sure if we'll be doing those through Bandcamp or not.
Cool.
But they'll be available.
Cool. They can be found. All right. So again, this is Black Hole by Loxy and Resound. and you're tuned in to a fill-in for Modular Systems. My name is Wicklow, and I'm here with Joe from DAT, CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm
So that was another brand new one coming up here pretty quick. Yeah, that was All of Them.
Yeah, All of Them, the Gremlins remix. We actually saw Gremlins play in London in April. I went down to the UK and played Rupture there with Jason, and man, that was an experience.
Yeah, I could check out the set online. Is that posted on the
That's
SoundCloud?
That's right, yeah. It's on the Detune Transmission SoundCloud. That was an amazing time.
Really great energy in that set.
Absolutely, and I mean, huge system. And great support by 00 on the mic. Really helped to connect to the audience there as well. So, I mean, I'd never played on a proper system before. I mean, proper in terms of like UK handmade, proper. So it was quite an experience, and it was really special to be in the same club as all these names that until then I hadn't actually connected to the faces or I hadn't seen in person. And even though Gremlins is from Toronto, I mean, I haven't seen him play live yet. And so seeing his set and seeing all that heaviness in person and this attitude he's got in the decks, it was really cool. So really, really happy to have that remix from him on All of Them. This dark, heavy style all over it.
There's a lot of drum and bass that's come out of Toronto, but do a lot of them end up in the UK, or do you think there's still a pretty strong scene in Toronto? Or because I know there's a couple names that have ended up in like Hospital Records, or like Gremlins is another example.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Toronto has always had a strong drum and bass link to London. So, and I mean, I can't say whether everyone ends up in the UK or not. Mm-hmm. But as far as I know, it's still quite strong over there. I mean, it's part of the musical history over there, you know, part of the culture.
It's interesting when you get these relationships between cities. Like, I know Montreal, like a lot of the techno artists end up in Berlin. Like, there's all the artists around like 2000-2005, everybody end up just picking up and heading over to Berlin. It seems like Canada might lose a lot of really good artists to the UK. Like, for example, Jason's over there now. Jason's other half
right.
of DAT.
Well, it's actually kind of nice that he's over there now, because it's good to have a representative in person, you know, over in this what you might call like the mecca of drum and bass, where the a lot of the names are, and anyway, I don't think everyone's gonna move there necessarily.
Everybody,
it's very very expensive.
Yeah,
not like Berlin, but it certainly is. It is important to have some ability to network there and to spend time there, to represent yourself and to make friends and, you know, collaborate on stuff. And the internet, of course, is excellent, and we've met so many artists from all over the world and collaborated with them. Like, for example, some of the remixes on this LP, like Dill and Jalex, these are guys from like Romania and Russia, respectively. Never met them in person. I'd love to, but it's a pretty far way to travel.
It's pretty crazy, hey, to make those connections, and as music's kind of got there where people are making connections and getting to know each other on like SoundCloud.
And this might also tie into the way that the music has changed and the different influences people bring in, because with people having these collaborations online and opening up to producers or people in sort of relatively far away places hearing and getting involved in music that's not necessarily popular in their locale, they bring all these ideas from their culture in, and that really changes everything. And so then that percolates through the people they're associated with, the people that dig their sound, like all this like Bop and Jalex and all these Russian producers have a particular sound that's quite I don't know, glitchy, and it's hard to describe right here, but
it's like minimalist.
Minimalist, yeah, exactly. That's probably the easiest way. That has had a huge influence in a lot of producers, I think.
So you're going to be heading back over to the UK here and there. I think you said you were just there in April, I guess, for Rupture. You're hoping to meet up and with Jason. You're going to do production over there. Or?
That's right. Yeah. So now that he's over there in Birmingham, I mean, it's harder to produce music not in person, mm-hmm. but we've worked out a good system. Nonetheless, it's important to spend time together and to have good sessions producing. So it's a good excuse for me to go down to the UK. Obviously, like I said, meet people, play shows, experience the UK, as it were. But also to meet up with Jason and to produce new tunes and. That richness of experience of meeting in person and having ideas flowing back and forth, I mean, it can't be substituted. So I gotta go down there regularly Sometimes maybe I'll be able to pull them over here.
Yeah.
You never know.
So we just heard a Fist Level 2B. That one's a classic coming from, I think it was on the Autonomic mix that I referenced earlier, Fabric Live 50. So that's by Instrumental.
So you yourself, you played recently at Mutech.
I did, yeah, but not so much around the 170 stuff, as more as much kind of chill out music, down tempo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was good?
Yeah, it was a great time. Mutech's really wicked. Really love it. Yeah, there's some really great music happening there. Saw some fantastic stuff. So we're going to head into, I guess, the last 20 minutes here of the show. Play a couple more tracks from UK artists, as well as I think we'll hear some more tunes from Dat and the remixes coming up on the new LP. This one here we have Reflex Reaction. This is a consequence tune off another pretty seminal release in the 170 era. I don't know what to call it. This one's featuring Instrumental as well, so check this one out. Reflex Reaction by Consequence, featuring Instrumental. So we're just coming towards the end of the show. You've been tuned in to a fill-in for Modular Systems. My name is Wicklow, and I'm here with Joe from DAT. And we've been talking about autonomic 170 BPM drum and bass related music. And we've been hearing a lot of upcoming, I guess not exclusive, but have you playing them anywhere else? We've heard them on Rinse FM and whatnot.
Yeah, we've played them at Rupture London.
Right.
War Dance in Limerick, end of April.
Right.
Yeah, beginning of May, I guess.
So we've heard, a number of tracks. How many have we heard here? About 5 tracks off the upcoming LP. So that's August 7th, D-Tune Transmissions. And we're going to finish things off with Meat Grinder. That's a Justice and Metro remix.
That's right. These guys are amazing. Justice and Metro have really been helpful in just as sort of mentors in the genre for Jason and I. I remember it was Justice who convinced us to make the jump into actually starting the label. It was one of these pieces of advice of the nature of, you know, you only live once and you're not getting any younger, so
yeah,
if you're gonna make it happen, just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he's always been really supportive. Both of those guys are super nice, and they make consistently good music. They're always experimenting. Metro just had a recent release of some experimental field recording based stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's called Wet Metal, I think is the name of that release. It just came out.
Where would we find that?
Well, you have to search. I don't know the exact release information on that one, yeah. But it's out there. I mean,
what's it called one more time?
It's called Wet Metal. You'd find that on MJazz. Yeah. If you look up the MJazz Bandcamp site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's by Metro.
That's by Metro, yeah.
So yeah, we'll bring things to a close here. Really happy that you've been tuned in. It was our pleasure to share some of this 170 music with you. It's not always super often that we hear this stuff around. So it was cool to give an hour to kind of showcase this stuff. So just to quickly run over some of the tracks that you heard, if you wanted to check some of these out later, we heard tracks from DAT, Clarity, Loxian Resound, Instrumental, Consequence, and a really brief moment of a track by Scuba. So I think those are a couple good places to get started for sure if you're interested in dipping into the genre, as well as artists like Books, Justice and Metro, Overlook, RQ, Gremlins, and a few others on there as well, hey?
That's right, yeah, there's Dill and Jalex as well. Method One also has a remix on there.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot of big names, a lot of really high quality production.
So we'll send you out. You're currently listening to Apache. This one has already been released. It's D-Tune 001 or 002?
Yeah, that was 002.
All right. And we'll end it off with Meat Grinder. This is a Justice and Metro remix of DAT. Thanks for listening. This is CKT 90.3 FM. And this was Wicklow and Joe from DAT from Modular Systems.
Meat for the grinder, eh? So how'd you kids do?
I'm gonna be a pilot.
Well, good for you. We need all the pilots we can get.